Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Chulin Daf Raman Ches Chulin 38 on Daf Mem. When we get to Daf Mem, there's a brisa there that discusses that if there's an animal that was slaughtered for the purpose of idolatry, then that animal is going to be prohibited. That animal is considered to be like zivchei mesim, like an offering to the dead, and it is prohibited to derive any benefit from it, just like it is prohibited to derive any benefit from a dead person. This is going to be considered to be like an offering to idolatry. And we learn that out from the verse in Psalms 106, verse 28, which states, Vayitzmedu l'Baal Peor vayilchu zivchei metim, that they cleaved to Baal Peor and they ate from the offerings of the dead. So we see from here that just like the dead were prohibited to derive benefit from, so to any offering that for idolatry were prohibited to derive benefit. Our Mishnah on Laman Chesam Abayis discusses the case of an animal, of an idolater, that a Jew was asked to be the slaughterer for. So do we assume that when the Jew is slaughtering the animal, the idolater doesn't specify slaughter it for idolatry? The idolater doesn't have any thoughts that we know of, that we don't know his thoughts. He just asked the Jew to slaughter it for him. So are we going to consider this like it's a case of an offering for idolatry? And if that's the case, can the idolater's thoughts disqualify the slaughter of the Jew? So says our Mishnah, if there's a Jew, Hashochet, who slaughters an animal for idolatry, Le'ove Kochamim, he slaughters it not for the purpose of idolatry, but he slaughters it for an idolater. And we don't know what the idolater was thinking. Then under those circumstances, we say Shchitasu Kshera, that the slaughter is valid. Because we, according to the Tanakhama, we do not say that the baseline is that the slaughter of an idolater is for the purpose of idolatry. This is the position of the Tanakhama. However, if we would hear explicitly that he is considering to do this for idolatry, then it would disqualify the slaughter of the Jew, because we would say that according to this approach of the Tanakhama, we would say that the idolater's thoughts are sufficient to be able to disqualify the idolatry, and that is indeed the position of the Rabbi Eliezer by Rabbi Yossi, that's brought in the Gemara, who says that the thoughts of the person who commissions the slaughter are enough to impact the slaughter itself. So that is the position of Rabbi Eliezer bar Rabbi Yossi that's brought in our Gemara. Comes along our Mishnah, and our Mishnah is going to offer a second opinion. But before we go to the second opinion, we should point out that according to the Tanakhama, it says Shlitasu is Keshera. This slaughter is Keshera. And generally speaking, that is a language of Bediavad, ex post facto. Because if the Tana wanted to say that it was permitted L'chatchila, then they would have said Shochtin L'nachri, you could slaughter for an idolater. So the Ramban says that L'chatchila, even according to this Tanakhama, initially speaking, a Jew should not slaughter for an idolater, because we have to be concerned that maybe the idolater will have these thoughts for idolatry. That's the Ramban's first interpretation of our Mishnah. So comes along Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says posel, that Rabbi Eliezer argues with the Tanakhama, and he says that it's going to be disqualified because he's of the opinion that we say that a stam machshava, that the baseline thought of an idolater, is going to be for the purpose of idolatry, and so therefore he's going to say that it is prohibited. So comes along the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Afilu. Rabbi Elazar argues, he says, I'm going to say something even greater than that. Afilu, even in a situation where the Jew acquires all of the meat of the animal except for a small portion of it, he says, I'm going to get all of the meat of this animal except for a small portion, Ushachata, and the Jew slaughters the animal with the intent, to serve it for that portion to the idolatry, with the exception of Mechatzer Kaved Shalah. He says the Jew is going to get everything except for the Chatzer Kaved, is the caudate lobe of the liver. That's a very small, almost minimal part. And if that's the case, still Rabbi Eliezer says it's going to be disqualified, Pesula, because we're of the opinion, because Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion, very, very strict, that he says that a baseline thought of the idolater, we say that even if we don't know, we can assume that his baseline thought is for idolatry. And so for this reason, Rabbi Eliezer is very strict and he prohibits everything. Comes along Rabbi Yossi, and he says, I'll prove to you that we say that the baseline thought of idolater is not going to disqualify the slaughter of the Jew, and it's not going to be problematic. And I'll prove it to you from the case of pigel. We know that pigel is the concept that if when the Kohen is slaughtering the animal, he has a improper thought about the offering, the time and the place, where the time where it should be sprinkled in the place where it can be eaten, and so that would disqualify the pigel offering. But says Rabbi Yossi, I'll prove to you that we'll learn from a Kal Vachomer, from a logical argument, that we can't say that the baseline thought of an idolater can disqualify the slaughter of a Jew. Because we could say, Ma b'makom shech machshava poselas b'mukdashin, just like a situation where, by a case of pigel, that the thought does disqualify in the case of sacred animals. Nevertheless, we say, Ein hako holech ela achara ove. By pigel, it's still, even where it is, we're talking about a situation where thought is the base, is the controlling factor, and still we say it only follows the Kohen. Makom she'ena machsheva poselas, but in a case where thought, generally speaking, is not relevant, because which is a case of chulin, which is a case of a non-sacred animal, for sure we should say eino din shelo yakol holich ela achar ha'shochet. For sure, in this situation where it's not even a sacred offering, for sure we should say the only person whose thought matters is the thought of the one who's actually slaughtering the animal. In this case, the shochet, and the thought of the idolater is not relevant. Another case that we see, the Ran raises the question that why isn't there a prohibition here of lifnei iver, that if the idolater really is going to intend to bring this for idolatry, why can the Jews slaughter it? And so the Rosh Yosef explains that since the idolater will be able to do this on his own, even without the Jew, it's not going to be considered like you're helping the idolater sin, because he's capable of doing this on his own.